A day after the committee hearing on Assembly Bill 286, John Miller met with Madison Commons to discuss what the proposed bill might mean for those currently incarcerated or those trying to re-enter the community.
What I went through, I spent 14 years in prison, and when I went through, it was fighting all the time, rebellious against guards, you know, going back and forth to segregation, being put in a hole where you spend 24 hours a day locked up in the basement somewhere in a little room, get to the point where you feel like you're about to lose your mind. You know, no TV, no radio, no nothing. I needed to change because the path I was on, I couldn't continue to live that way. I just couldn't do it, man. Nobody can do it to continue to sustain that. Inside, you got big dreams. So what I did was condition myself. I said, well, this is what I want to do when I get out. And this is what I plan on doing when I get out. So when I did get out, what made me stay to that was thinking about it every day. I got to stay to my game plan. And I stuck to it, you know. So I focused on my son and my wife. You know, that's the only way I'm going to change. I need to come to grips with that and say, look, you need to do the right thing. If you do the right thing, more people will help you. So you got to do what's right. You got to focus, and you got to have a plan. Unfocused man can drive himself insane, especially if coming out of prison. You can go nuts. I thought a couple of times I wanted to commit suicide. I just straight just said, I'm tired. I was just tired, man. I'm tired of just battling and fighting and fighting. And that's why I said I feel like I've been to hell and back.
At this point, Madison Commons asked Miller, why should anybody who isn't a felon or doesn't have an affected family member care about this issue?
If they don't care, then they could become the next victim. They have to pay attention to humanity. You know, these people that's coming out, we'll be back out here. Do you want these to be your neighbors? The poverty-stricken, the ex-felons. These people, these are your neighbors. So you need to pay attention to them. You know, don't nobody want to be a victim. I don't want nobody run to me, hit me upside my head, taking my money. You got to give these guys some type of hope. You got to need to breathe like the dragon. You need to breathe hope back into them. You know, say, look, it's another way to live. You know, and that's what I'm doing with my job where I work at. I'm trying to help all these guys see, hey, look, you can do something else. Just be patient, man. You know, believe that you can do it and it'll happen for you. A lot of guys want it right now. I notice everything out here is like pop top Ziploc. This is a new culture we're in. Everything is fast, speeding. It's tough, man, but you can do it. You gotta focus though. You have to focus, you know, and you gotta wanna do it. Them guys that come to my job, they wanna do it. So we do everything I can to try to help them. You know, I wanna help them, and I know you can help them. These legislators need to understand, look, this is not a game. You're dealing with lives, you know, and like I told them guys yesterday, and the ladies, some of y'all probably live on these hills and these mountaintops. Y'all don't live down here. You're not rubbing elbows with what you call scum, you know, which is really humanity, humans, somebody's babies, you know, who done made a lot of mistakes in their life or made some mistakes or whatever. You're dealing with a lot of people that you need to work with, because these people will be your neighbors.